A. On top of the world. I first started becoming interested in outdoor pursuits at school. I had a teacher who took us on trips into the mountains. We went sailing and on canoe trips with him as well. Once we even went out in the middle of the night to see a blackcock display. He was a fantastic teacher. When I was 18, I went to England for a year, and when I came back, I rediscovered the Sunnmøre Alps. My memories of the landscape I had grown up in became much more intense. I spent the whole summer climbing. Later, I went on a climbing course and a glacier course. I've never looked back, really. I've been on quite a few expeditions now. I've been to the South Pole, the North Pole, and the Seven Summits. They are the highest peaks on all the continents, including Mount Everest. I first started dreaming of climbing Mount Everest in 1996. To start with, I went on a number of climbing trips, for example, to the Alps, where I climbed Mont Blanc. I can tolerate thin air quite well, and climbing gave me a great sense of accomplishment. Then I climbed 2 8,000-metre peaks in the Himalayas. In the end, I had so much climbing experience that Mount Everest was no longer just a dream, but a realistic goal. Getting ready. You have to prepare yourself physically and mentally to climb high mountains. You have to love being away on expeditions, and you have to be really motivated. 99% of the time, you're not actually on the summit, so it's important to focus on feeling fine en route. Imagine ringing home on a satellite telephone in the middle of a storm. You hear that people back home are outside having a barbecue and eating strawberries. That's when you think, what am I doing here? It's tough being away from people you love for so long, and I know that my family and friends are anxious about me. That's one of the most difficult things about these expeditions. The Mount Everest route starts in Tibet and is a wonderful climb. Base camp is at 5,200 metres. Then there is advanced base camp, 6,400 metres, Camp 1, 7,100 metres, Camp 2, 7,500 metres, and Camp 3, 8,000 metres. The highest campsite in the world is Camp 4, which is at 8,350 metres. The toughest day of my life was on our way up to Camp 3. It was snowing quite heavily and it was windy. I hadn't started using oxygen yet and I had a heavy rucksack on my back. After only 3 steps, I had to stop to get my breath back. I simply couldn't manage to fill my lungs with air. It was like breathing through a straw. I had to go almost another 1,000 metres, but fortunately there was oxygen waiting for me at Camp 3. And I made it. The summit. Getting to the summit itself was fantastic. We had been climbing in bad weather for 4 days before we got to Camp 4. The weather had to get better for us to have any chance of reaching the summit. You always start the final climb at night. We opened the tent door and went out into the most amazing starry night. There wasn't the tiniest breath of wind. We walked for about 4 or 5 hours, feeling pretty small under those enormous skies. And then the sun rose. It was incredible. The whole world lay before me, and there wasn't a cloud in the sky. I will never forget that night or that morning. You learn quite a lot about yourself on an expedition like this, like how to be tolerant. I was part of an international expedition. When you spend a long time close to strangers, it's important to avoid conflict. You have to accept that people are different. Another thing I've learnt as a mountain climber is never to give up. That is something I can use in the rest of my life too. Cecilia Skog.